Can you hear that? That's the sound of Desperados Clubhouse this festival season. And that's the sound of you jumping in the air, covering yourself in glitter, getting your party on. Win tickets to join us at the Desperados Clubhouse at We Are Festival, Bestival and Boomtown. Purchase promotional packs of Desperados in-store and online for the chance to win. Reclaim the party. Visit www.desperados.com/festivals. Full promotion terms, price details and no purchase entry for residents in Northern Ireland. Over 18s only. Learn the facts at drinkaware.co.uk. Always drink responsibly.
For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Chicago!
What's up? Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Chicago.
Hello,
we
Chicago.
We are back at Lincoln Hall for the second time.
Yes.
We are so excited. I love any place that comes to me with a sandwich. Like,
yes.
If people said hello to me like that, I'd be the biggest whore on this planet, okay?
Wow, this is very exciting to be back in Chicago, which is, by the way, such an awesome city. I cannot believe how awesome this city is. Wow, I thought you guys would be more excited about Chicago. You guys are like, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like, okay. No, I was like walking around Chicago today, and I was just like, this is like just a beautiful, beautiful city. I was like, I kind of feel like I want to date Chicago, right? Like,
a date?
I want to like swipe right on Chicago, and then like wait for Chicago to text me, and then like go on a date and be like, oh my God, Chicago was awesome. And then Chicago, like, doesn't call back. I'm like, so, you want to, like, hang out again? And then Chicago's like, maybe, like, this weekend. I don't know. I'll get back to you. And then I never hear back from Chicago. I'm like,
well, I'd finally date somebody as sweaty as me. God damn. Like, we're both sweating, me and Chicago.
So, you know, back in, like, our first year of podcasting, we had an episode. I think it was, like, the episode after Jill Zarin was on. Jill Zarin was on our podcast once, in case you guys don't know.
Hi!
Hi, Ben and Ronnie. So then there's an episode that's supposed to be on our feed, and it went missing. We still, to this day, we have no idea where it is.
I probably erased it. I think I said the C word like 30 times. I was like, you know what?
Well,
I don't remember.
The reason why I mentioned this is that technically on our podcast feed, this is episode 701, but because there is that missing episode, really, this is episode 700, guys.
Also, I was just drunk when I was numbering the episodes. So it's like, Ben's like the fixer, you know? Yeah. Ben's my own scandal. It's that lady's Olivia Pope.
I walk through
tooth
hallways
acting.
Very
she's
quickly.
Like, for any scripted fans out there, hit it, Olivia. Just kidding.
So, you know, this is the early show. We have we've got another show coming up right behind this, so we don't want to waste any time. Should we just get right into this Vanderpump Rules reunion already?
Okay, so this is a very special, sad episode of Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. Now, insensitive episodes. Look,
well,
we
all
did
sad, but this is like a
but like in the real way sad. Where you're like, oh, we can't like say you know like fuck your dad. Like, what are you gonna say? You know, like so someone dies, like it's so sad.
Yeah.
But I can't promise I'm not going to say fuck your dad. Like, you know, it's me. It's us. So what are you going to do? So I figured we'd show a little emotion to start this off.
Yeah.
With I express myself through song.
Yeah.
Ben expresses himself through dance.
Yeah. As is known. It's pretty well known. Yeah.
So let me plug in here.
We're going to give this episode the gravitas that it deserves.
Okay. Okay. You ready, Ben?
Sure. I'm going to channel the spirit of Vanderpump Rules.
You know that it's our time. These are the best days of our lives. So raise your glasses high. This one's for you tonight. Just kidding. I'll stop the torture. So Jax's dad, that was for you. And we're done. All right, now shit talk.
That was fun.
Throw it down. Be done with it. All right. Let me change my apps.
Oh, what? Look how... Shut up. That was beautiful. It was a beautiful interlude music. It's like we're at a cocktail lounge. Okay. While you do that, let's...
Hit it, boys.
3, 2, 1.
So the first thing that needs to be discussed is Tom's fedora. Is Tom coming to solve a crime? He's wearing a fedora and a McGruff jacket and a full face of makeup. It's like that Lifetime show with like lady detectives. Like one's the coroner and one's a detective and one's a crime writer. It had Angie Harmon. I don't know. Look at her.
Yeah.
Rizzoli and Isles. She sounds like Luann.
Yes.
Angie Harmon, hit it, boys.
Please welcome to Countess and Friends, Rizzoli and Isles.
Blood spatter on the wall. There's blood spatter on the wall.
I solved a crime and it opened up my eyes. So anyway, yeah, Tom's in a fedora, looking ready to solve a crime. Dude, someone got bitten by a scorpion.
And then Kit shows up, and it's Lala. Look, yeah. I have fucked a lot of rich people, okay? I have never shown up to anywhere like this.
Hey.
I aspire to arrive places like that, but not while I'm a hostess at a restaurant, okay? Because she's still a hostess, okay?
I'm from El Paso. You know, someone would ride up in some Lamborghini like the hostess. We would at Applebee's.
Did you guys notice Lisa Vanderpump's top that she was wearing? Yeah, top. So.
We love an audience that loves a blouse.
Yeah. Let's hear it for the blouse. No, it just made me laugh because did anyone else get this vibe? To me, it sort of looked like Larry King's set on his CNN show. Is anyone following that? Just like lots of little dots. I was expecting like Piers Morgan to show up and be awful.
But with a velvet headband. It's so weird. She's going for such an odd, like, I'm a baby. Oh, it's like, you can't mother me and be a baby. Pick your lane. Pick your mothering lane. I'm the mother and the child. She would do a Virgin Mary stained glass like that. Look, it's me, baby Lisa and big Lisa.
I did a face swap on myself in stained glass.
Have saved me.
So then we see
Lisa
Kristen.
Lisa gave her only forgotten Lisa. I love a Bible joke, y'all.
We see Kristen getting her makeup on. She's just sitting there. She's like, hopefully James won't be drunk today. Or maybe hopefully he will be. And they just cut to James
is
chugging
just like,
Fireball.
Like, Jesus, James. Like, calm down. And they show the camera. That really was a lot of water.
It probably felt great.
It did, actually.
Yeah.
God, now I'm going to look like a sweaty pig in every picture.
No, that you did what you're supposed to do when you're sweating a lot. You splash water, and then people are like, are you sweating? Like, no, I just splashed water on my face.
I'm
it's
method.
A sweat disguise.
Ooh, I'm getting a breeze. Getting a breeze.
So we see Jax. He's like, expect the worst, hope for the best. I'm like, I feel like...
Please get one thing right. Like one saying. Please.
I feel like in Jax's life, it's just expect the worst and hope for the worst.
Yeah. Be the worst. Just be the worst and be the worst.
Just the worst. The worst.
And then it cuts to Tom Sandoval. He's like... looking at himself in this handheld mirror. I'm like, there's five mirrors surrounding you. He's like,
bro, guilty,
Love in the first degree.
Welcome to the only podcast that will mirror shame you. Like, there were five other mirrors and you held up a sixth mirror. Come on. Come on.
But that's so him. You know that's in his back pocket at all time. Like, hold on, bro. Then they cut to Lisa Vanderpump's dressing room and she's like, thank you so much. I couldn't be here without you. And it's just Jiggy sitting in a little chair. He's like,
how do we describe Sheena's outfit? It was like,
I have a show in Las Vegas.
I felt like it was like this like blue velvet paisley. It looked like draperies meets a couch meets a bordello.
Meets a drapery couch and a bordello. We've all been there. That's where you got to get creative with your decorating a bordello, you know.
Rob sold me this dress in 7 minutes or less.
And a bordello.
I was in love with this dress.
So who said, Tom number two. He's like, I hope there's no casualties, Baba. And Tom is like, hopefully maybe there is, bro. James drinking a bottle of Fireball again. No notes. Stop trying to bait me.
So then we see, so Sheena's getting her makeup done. She's in this crazy blue outfit. And she just has that sunny Sheena optimism. She's like, I don't know what people can come at me for this year. I've been great. She's like taking a selfie. She makes that noise when she changes direction.
Someone turn off the fan. Just seeing that. Yeah.
Rob and I had a reunion that was 7 minutes or less. Think about it.
So then they're like, enough backstage. Let's get to what you'll see tonight on the Vanderpump Rules Reunion Part 1A. And then fucking Brittany. Brittany, look, I love Brittany. I know a lot of people online are like, why does she get a free pass? Because she has a cute outfit and a cute accent. And she's cute. That's why.
Wait, why does she get a free pass on?
Everyone says she gets a free pass. Like, everyone's nice to her. They haven't really hazed her yet. She hasn't had to have, like, the my bitch flower's blooming in my second season.
That's true.
She hasn't had to do that yet.
Yeah.
She like, already, even Stassi's nice to her. Like, who does that?
She pre-hazed herself because she keeps going back to Jax.
Girl, everyone in that restaurant's fuck Jax. They know what she's going through.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like stage one. It's like the parts of the plague, you know, at the end of the Bible.
Yeah.
It's like frogs are falling on Britney's head right now, okay? They just broke out.
She's going to walk into the Red Sea soon enough.
But anyway, they cut to her, and she's like, well, you didn't have to deal with being cheated on in front of the whole world 10 times. Yeah. What are you still doing there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, first time, shame on, really shame on you, actually, the entire time. Shame on you the entire time. Because he was on TV, and you found him through Instagram, and you should know better, Brittany. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, Andy Creepy. What'd y'all say?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I'm a catch. Sorry.
Sorry. The thing is, I'm a catch, but, like, I know I'm a catch.
Okay, sorry. I just want to point out that my friends, George and Kevin, are here, and they've never seen Vanderpump Rules. They're like, no, it's fine. We'll get all the jokes. Good luck. I see you right up there, George. I see you.
Oh, yeah. I like that you guys have a silhouette. You're like, can we have some backlighting? There's like one strip of backlighting for you guys.
They were like, are you guys going to shout at anyone on stage? Like, no, of course not. I was like, of course we will, George and Kevin.
You guys are even hot as and thin as shadows. So jealous. I'm jealous of shadows. Okay.
Shadow Stevens.
Andy, okay, so Vanderpump comes in, and she's been, like, infected by Jackson, his terrible, like, not knowing how to say a saying. And, of course, I fucked that entire sentence up because I'm a hypocrite. I'm a giant fucking flaming hypocrite, okay? And she's like, let the game start. It's like, are you worried that let the games begin is trademarked? Like, what is happening with you?
Well, that's how we say it in England. I jotted it down in my manila folder full of business.
It was a business joke.
We also
British business joke.
In England, we have Guppy Tank. But, you know, we also saw a clip for later on in the evening, which got me so excited, which is Sheena in makeup, just looking at the ceiling, getting, like, her thing. She's like, why is this harder than my divorce? She was talking about a crossword puzzle.
her face is literally like this in that scene. She's trying to pretend she's crying, but she's not. But she's like... I mean, you've paid so much money for that face. You would think you would have practiced crying face, or crying face, you know? That's not it, girl.
Or just, like, build in some, like, little duck that you just press a button and it's like, psh, you know? I'm ready.
Remember how we were like, how are we going to do Vanderpump Rules for two shows?
Yeah, we're like, still, the show has not even begun. We are before the credits. We're like, and then that chair, I couldn't help but notice the leg looked like it was about an inch shorter. I mean, come on, Carpenters.
So Andy starts in his usual, here we are.
Wait, I just have to say, though, before then, you know what I really liked? Was when the stagehand was like, 2 minutes, everybody, 2 minutes, everybody. I was like, that is so nice of them to count down how much time is left in their fame. I mean, I was like, that was so sweet. I was like, no, they're going to be famous for 3 minutes.
Here we are, Lisa Vanderpump, a bunch of waiters, and some guys who think they're partners of something. And Lisa Vanderpump's like, kind of, only kind of, Andy. It's like, stop heckling at your own goddamn reunion, Vanderpump. Vanderpump has come to heckle. She does it the entire reunion, and I live for it.
Yes.
Other people will be taught this, like, oh, I have a cat that I like. She'll be like, nice cat. It's like, geez, no one's talking to you.
She's also there to give facial reactions like,
and do this to the worst fucking human being on the planet. This is.
I put on.
Stop, Jaxie. Come here, come here.
I put on my empathy pussy bow.
Yeah. My empathy pussy bow. Lala's just like this for the first 10 minutes. She's like.
So, Andy, Kristen's boob did fall out, though, right before it started. I was like, I kind of wish no one had said anything here. Her boob was just, like, flapping around.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us are just more of a catch. Sorry. It's like...
I like that Tom Sandoval is so consistent. He just comes to cry every year. It's like he comes to scream about something and then start breaking out in tears, you know? And this one, he's just, like, way too mad right from the get-go. He's like, Kristen! Your lip is hanging out. Oh, God, bro.
She's like, sorry.
The boob was like, freedom, sweet freedom. Oh! I couldn't help but notice the pillows were oddly arranged around her boob.
And now for the elephant in the room, NeNe Leakes. I'm just kidding. It's an elephant in the room. This season on Bravo should just be called the elephant in the room. It's on every goddamn show.
Yeah, elephants in the room are the new vagina waxing on Bravo. Every single episode, it gets referenced.
And thank God for that.
Yeah, thank God.
Elephant vagina waxing.
That's the next
It's coming. Coming soon.
Waxing an elephant. So the elephant in the room.
In a cryo chamber.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at that visual because it's like Babar, just like Babar. It's like, I just need to feel refreshed. Anyway, so the elephant in the room is that Jax and Brittany are back together, which.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a roller coaster for sure, Andy. Not one of those fun ones that goes slow. It's on top of New York, New York. It's like one of those fast ones. You're turned upside down a lot. And it's like, maybe the roller coaster looks this big. And you're like, I'm not scared of that roller coaster. And before you know it, you're upside down, throwing up. It's disgusting, Andy.
It's like, be quiet, Brittany.
I know.
Be quiet, you weak link.
That is
quiet over there.
Yeah, that is definitely some like action park, you know, roller coaster shit where someone loses a limb when they're done with it, you know, and someone's getting sued. That is not a good roller coaster.
Yeah, you get off, you throw up, and you're like, I barfed after the Jaxer coaster, you know.
Yeah, like the picture that they take of you when you're on the Jaxer coaster, you know, where you're like normally like, you're like, whoa, what am I doing? Why am I on this ride?
We live in West Hollywood where this show takes place, you know. And West Hollywood's like, okay, just fuck. Fuck everybody. It's like, welcome to West Hollywood. Fuck somebody. It's like their signs, you know. But then they also have warnings for like when you meet the Jaxes of West Hollywood. And there's big billboards up that say, syphilis is serious.
Yeah.
It's like you get They're off the roller coaster and walk right outside and throw up. Like, syphilis is serious.
I love that you had Sheena narrate the billboard. Because they're real billboards that say syphilis is serious. But having Sheena be like, you guys, syphilis is serious. It's like the billboard's like poking into your conversation. Hey, you guys. I was just at Tokyo Madara and I learned that syphilis is like serious. Solicitors.
And it's like bright yellow with little dots on. It's the weirdest billboard ever.
It's not bright. It's a body. It's a torso with rashes on it.
You
guys, well, syphilis is serious.
Thanks. Thanks for bringing that.
It's not lying.
Thanks for bringing that up, Ben.
If Jax was, if it were Jax, it'd be like, oh, syphilis is no big deal, and I don't have it. That'd be his billboard.
So I'm not yellow.
The next elephant that Andy tackles. So Stassi, is Patrick in the picture?
Boo, yes,
boo,
his boo.
Boo. She says no, and she has a new boyfriend. How happy are we that Patrick is out of the picture? Was that not the most awful thing you saw last week? Was that like one of the worst moments in Vanderbilt?
There was a lot to pick from this year.
Yeah.
And that was still pretty bad.
How are you going to make Jax look like not the worst person on the episode? How do you do that?
Stassi's so positive. It's really funny. Because Andy keeps trying to make her cry. He's like, but Patrick, right? Patrick, right? Some people win. Some people lose. Stassi loses and loses. Stassi, how's that feel? And she's like, well, you know, his emotional abuse was really only sexy with the man bun. It's like, once it was gone, I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. And then the third elephant in the room, hey, Sheena, are you and Rob still together?
We broke up in August,
which was like 5 months ago, so I guess that's almost a half a year, which is like almost as long as one half of a year of our relationship, which was like 12 years long, minus 6 years for the wedding. Plus, like, 45 minutes, because there was, like, that one time we were texting in a waiting room, and I forgot to include that before. So I think it's more like 13 years. I don't know. What was the question again?
Last August, plus June, July, minus September, October, November, and skip to December. Got it?
It's like,
September, spring, summer. I don't know.
And Andy's like, whoa, has everything changed? Well, Jack still can't breathe out of his nose, so there's that. Fifth try.
Yeah.
Still no cigar.
He's already, like, humping the stage manager. Nope, nothing has changed.
Yep.
JX, you promised you wouldn't do that at the reunion.
That new nose is like a roller coaster, JX.
So, James, you still with Logan? Ah!
Gay bashed on my own show. That's right. It's okay if I do it.
And everyone's like, hu-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h-h. Kristen's like,
that was funny. Sorry.
And he's like, I'm still with the Bug Zapper / toaster oven. She's really trying to broaden her horizons and learn convection. So that's good.
The other day we had a scare with Raquel. It was a windstorm and she almost blew away. You realize she's not a kite, right? I'm not convinced of that.
She can handle mosquitoes fine, but a beetle flew in there. That was messy.
She was buzzing for a good 30 seconds. Like a big bzzz.
Poor Raquel. I always feel like such a dick making fun of Raquel. And then she comes out and she's like,
I'm so excited for see you next Tuesday.
Sunt! It's called Sunt. So Kristen, you still with Carter? She's like, yeah. He's like, boring. Clean that one off. Clean that one off the board.
The pillows are all arranged perfectly.
Well, Tom has arrived as Hello Dolly. So hello, Tom. Welcome.
That's Hello Dolly.
Jeez.
It's funny because it's true. So then it's like, so Lala, what's going on? The bigger the hoops, the happier the girl. She's like, yeah, the bigger the hoops, the better the blowjob. I was like, that does not correlate at all. What does that mean?
See, even a girl who gives shitty blowjobs gets a car with the doors that go up like that. Who does? What is wrong with me?
I feel like, theoretically, if your hoop was so big, when you're giving the blowjob, your chin might get tangled in it. So I actually think it would be the worst blowjob. If you were even going to entertain the correlation, which I clearly am doing. But I just wanted to put that out there. The logic was really pressing me.
She's like, oh, we twinkle, Andy. Thank you. She's in this baby voice. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what Lala's doing at all this whole show. I really don't know.
Well, she likes to be like, shut your mouth. You shut your mouth when you're talking about my man, okay? You shut your mouth. For real, even though we've had our issues, you're still like, but shut your fucking mouth. Yeah. That blowjobs are huge.
She is. She's like that little baby in Roger Rabbit. It's like, oh, ticka ticka
ticka. Ah, fuck you, Roger.
And then it's like, jeez, lady.
She's so dooty, Andy, dooty, booty, booty.
He's like, whatever.
How many things do you think she, like, erroneously correlates to her blowjob? She's like, well, the taller the beer can, the better the blowjob. Am I right?
Actually, everything I'm seeing on the desk, I could correlate to.
It kind of works.
It's like, oh, shit, I just can't pick a prop from the desk.
The bigger the stapler, the better the blowjob. Am I right? Less time stapling and more time blowing.
Vanderpump's like, oh, blowjobs, that sets the tone. Thank you, Lala.
Thank you, Lala.
It's like the biggest Lala she's ever given.
Lala.
Let each La hit you accordingly. La, La.
La, La.
Oh, is my broken bed.
Broken Lala.
Broken bed.
So we open with the big one. Andy's like, so, some people get cheated on and some people cheat on people. Jax.
My favorite thing is when Jax just does like a preemptive, first of all, I love you. Yes, I banged 12 women this season.
Does the valet guy count? Because he just parked my car right now.
But the good news is I got a new modeling gig. You may have seen the billboards around West Hollywood.
Narrated by Sheena. Come on, guys. Here's what I hate about the guys on Bravo lately. I mean, it changed. Well, I'm not going to pick one thing. But right now, for this paragraph, all these guys go to do Watch What Happens Live or the Christmas party, the Bravo Christmas party, whatever. They get shit-faced together. They go fuck, you know, poor young 20-year-olds who don't know any better all over the city. And then they teach each other how to be. And you can tell that they've all been hanging out because it's Shep, Carl from Summer House.
Hey, gents.
Who now, anytime you say any to them, it's like, you were rude to me at that music festival. He's like, oh, sorry, you have been working on myself.
Yeah.
And that's a real important thing. Yeah. So I'm like here telling you, like,
and I know it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. I'm just saying.
People change,
yeah.
You know? People change.
Gents. Yeah. Saturday's for the boys, you know?
So Jax has been, you can tell who's been in the same pasta bag. They've all been sharing. Because Jax this whole time is just like, sorry, I'm the worst person in the world. What can I'm just terrible. I'm the worst guy. Yeah. God, I'm changing. Dad.
It was manipulative. It was wrong.
It's true, though.
But it was stupid. But I'm learning. I'm like, listen, Jax. Like,
you don't get that.
He speeds through his bullet points so quickly that the insincerity is just like, just raging through the screen, you know?
Yeah. So he's like, I love you. Preemptive, I love you.
I love you, like, too.
That was just dandruff, Jax. Stop. I really need to change conditioners. It's going to take my shoulder one day.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of Desperados Clubhouse this festival season. And that's the sound of you jumping in the air, covering yourself in glitter, getting your party on. Win tickets to join us at the Desperados Clubhouse at We Are Festival, Bestival and Boomtown. Purchase promotional packs of Desperados in-store and online for the chance to win. Reclaim the party. Visit www.desperados.com/festivals. Full promotion terms, price details and no purchase entry for residents in Northern Ireland. Over 18s only. Learn the facts at drinkaware.co.uk. Always drink responsibly.
Andy's red-handed breakfast flatbreads.
I am never having a party again. I only invited a few mates over last night. Then before you know it, the whole house was full. It was all fine until Mum and Dad came back from holiday a day early. So I'm making up to them with my very own breakfast flatbreads. Smoky bacon, eggs and tomato under the grill, topped with fresh avocado and extra chilli flakes for Dad.
Top your own flatbreads with Tesco Crispy Beech Smoked Bag Bacon. Food love stories brought to you by Tesco.
So she's like, I love you too now. Like, I guess he's made it up to her. And he's like, I just had to get that in. So, you know, we've been talking about kids. I was like, no! Yeah. No!
Oh, we'll get to that. But, yeah, Brittany was like, well, I was shocked when I found out that he had cheated because, you know, earlier in the day, we had been lately talking about kids. We've been working out together. I thought everything was fine. I'm like, are those your two standards of everything is fine? You talked about kids and you worked out? Like, you did sets together?
Everyone said he's changed. Everyone. No one ever said that Jax has changed, okay? I don't know where you. Maybe a waitress one time was like, we took your guy, his change. Like, maybe. Possibly.
I thought I was making a change. I'm like, Brittany, you will never be able to do that. First of all, you shouldn't do that in any way, right? Like, if you're getting into a relationship, you really shouldn't be trying to make people change. Maybe, like, broaden their horizons. Like, if they don't eat spicy food, maybe you try to eat, make them eat spicy food. But, like, don't change. You can't. Right? But, like. But, like, you can't change their core values. They're either, like, they're in line with you or they're not.
Yeah, especially Jax. He's got an excuse for everything. It's like, what are you going to blame me? Blame George Michael. He literally sang, you got to have faith. I had to try it. Respect the dead. Okay.
And now I want my freedom.
Old man jokes. I've got him coming out the ears.
Everything she wants. Am I right? Anyway, enough of these careless whispers. I will continue doing George Michael. Every time. I'll keep doing it.
I'm out of songs. Like, that's all I can remember.
Yeah, I think that's it.
So,
wake me up before you go. That's it.
That was before a breakup, so you're venturing into really weird territory. That's when George and other Wham broke up.
I'm just listing songs. I'm not even...
That's when the wah of Am left.
Yeah. Well, I do think that probably father figure played an important role with Jax trying to court Brittany, you know?
Oh, God. Thank God at least they're not all blaming themselves. What?
I wanted to say that was not a reference to his dad. It was a reference to her daddy issues.
Oh, yeah. Don't say dad.
Dad. Won't say dad.
It's like when we were doing the Holocaust episode of Beverly Hills. All I had to do was say Holocaust, and people went, oh.
And then Ronnie doubled down. He's like, Holocaust, am I right? Let's talk about
never
the Holocaust.
Never even had it. Never made one Holocaust joke. It was amazing. I still got like 20 boos. My favorite kind of night. Thank you. Well, that's my next note, Brittany. Thank you! Because Stassi's like, you have changed him. Like, he's totally different. I'm like, no, he's not.
Yeah, everyone tells her that because they know it's the only thing that's going to make her feel good. So they all give her, like, a sympathy, like, oh, we can really see that Jax has changed a lot. Yeah, we can see he, like, buttons another button now when he puts on his shirt. Thank you.
Thank you! And Jax is like, I'm a horrible person, I know. I'm just a horrible guy. What can I say?
I put it through the ringer. I was manipulative. I didn't see that.
Well, at least he admitted it. You should have seen how he spoke to me at the Bally House.
Lisa's bringing in, like, grudges from other shows.
And then Tom Sandoval does, like, a very good... This was actually, like, a Real Housewives move where he made it about himself. He's like, dude, Jax, you were kind of like a fucking dick this summer, dude. Like, your fight, your shit spilled over into my shit. Like, me and Ariana had, like, the worst fight we ever had, Jax, because of you.
Yeah, bro. It was, like, collateral damage, bro. It was collateral damage.
Because of your bullshit, bro.
It's, like, way too mad. So I think the fight you were in was from screaming at a group of women, sir. But I could be wrong. It's been a long season. Okay, so Andy is like, so Jax, you fucked Faith in front of a 94-year-old lady on oxygen.
And Jax, ever the politician, he's like, I didn't see that.
That's what he said. He didn't see it. He's like, didn't see it.
What part? Like, well, there's like probably like a ventilator and like beeps. Like, what part of, like...
I thought it was a giant vagina. What was I supposed to do?
Didn't you wonder why, like, Ion was playing in the background so loudly? There was, like, a Tom Selleck TV show on.
Who said... Who would... Oh, Brittany, of course, standing up for her man. She goes, well, I feel for whoever hired that monster who would have sex in front of an old woman. I'm like, oh, blame Faith. I mean, it is Faith's fault, too.
You know
that
who
part.
I feel bad for whoever would date the person who would sleep with the person who is hired in front of the old lady, whatever.
Girl, if we start stringing things together like that, we'll never leave. Like, we'll be here all day.
I feel sorry for the person who puts the makeup on the girl who sleeps with the guy who sleeps with the...
This whole show is a domino effect. Like, you tip one down, they all, it's like...
Today was a good day.
One of those mile-long domino things.
Yeah.
Guys, except God, remember childhood?
The paradox is that in Vanderpump Rules, if they were ever to set up a big domino thing, like three would fall down and the rest would just stay there like, oh, I guess we messed it up.
They start falling.
Sorry.
Kristen would never get there. That's why you never play Jenga with Kristen. It's like,
I got it. I got it.
She She just slaps the entire thing over. Or Stassi does with that famous slap she did, Kristen. So
Andy's like, why did you do it? And Jax is like, it's a $1 million question, isn't it, Andy? It's $1 million.
Like, can you pay me $1 million and I'll tell you why?
We were getting out of, we were arguing. That's how I get out of relationships. You know, I cheat. Instead of being an adult and getting help and trying to figure out why we do these things, Andy. I messed up.
I don't know why I do these things. It's an excuse. I know it's not supposed to be an excuse, but it's what I did. Why can't I be an adult? Why can't I be an adult?
Crocodile tears.
I mean,
I love this little GoPro. We did not know how to use this. Like,
the only thing
I keep bringing it. We never learned how to use it, but it's a prop for it. It's dominoes.
The only thing that moment with Jax was missing was some good dramatic music, you know? Like a good, like, sad, like, full-on soap opera score, am I right?
But I like that he's, like, having a breakdown, and they cut to Andy's face, and he's like this.
I love when Andy on reunions, this is just sort of like a general note, when something happens, he has, like, three reactions. Either the concerned, or he has the look at the camera, like, I got this to happen. Or he does this thing where he just looks at everyone, he goes, what are you looking at, Andy?
They've been showing clips of the Met Gala all week, you know? And Andy went with Sarah Jessica Parker.
I know.
I don't have anything, but I'm trying to think of what...
It's a joke that makes itself.
It's like if you... You know those little bunny rabbits? They're, like, really cute, but they're, like... They have, like, Shar-Pei faces.
Yeah.
They're like expensive bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
It's like you found one of those in a farm and picked it up by its face and just started carrying it around by its face. That's what she looks like. But then this is him in front of, I'm sorry, you guys, I'm sorry. But this is him, this is how he takes pictures when there's paparazzi everywhere. He's like this.
Which is also how I do it, except I never have paparazzi. That's how I do it.
He's like, all right, is this the right scrunch? All right, no, wait, this one?
Well, the bigger the headdress, you know what they say. So why did Jax...
The harder Sarah Jessica Parker falls.
So Jax just doing the, you know, I took the cowardly way out. I took the cowardly way out. He's like, I mean, it could have been a hole in the wall for crying out loud.
Could have been anyone. It could have been a puppy. Could have been a hole in the wall. It could have been a watch band. I don't
care. I want to
like,
say...
Poor Faith is sitting at home like, geez, God. Could have been a pile of bricks. What do I care? Could have been this water bottle hole. What do I? This stuck
you know,
in the holes of this microphone.
The
right?
Chicago,
what do I care?
The Chicago audience is here. Last time we were here, we had none other than Leanne Locken made a surprise appearance, and we would not want to disappoint you guys. So we have a surprise guest. It's the hole in the wall. Hole in the wall. So what were your thoughts when Jax initially tried to proposition you?
Well, it was really hard. There was like another hole that was like 95 years old right near me. And he was trying to go for that one. I was like, no, I don't know if I want to continue this.
I love that it's Sheena though, because that would actually make sense. Someone posted that on Facebook. They were like, has Jax fuck Sheena? Because that would make so much sense. Could have been a hole in the wall.
Could
have been this GoPro edge.
Could have been
a cap.
It could have
a cap.
It could have been a hockey mask. His passion. A passionate hockey mask. You know.
I didn't know what we were gonna do. I had all my apps open. Is it music? What's it gonna be?
I have a question. This is for the ladies. I guess even the men in the audience. If your guy cheated on you and said it could have been a hole in the wall, do you take that as like oh it's okay or wow what does that say about me? Where do you guys?
Well, yeah, of course. What a rude thing to say
to the hole in the wall.
I was offended.
Oh yeah, DJ James Kennedy is here.
I'll come back in.
That's right, guys. I'll be leaving this podcast soon, so get ready.
I just hit number 12
on iTunes dance charts for all of Malaysia.
Lala did, though. Her song did really well. That one that's like, I'm going to rub up on you, baby. I'm going to rub up on...
What was that song?
It's called Boy.
Boy.
And it's like, boy.
So I remember it.
You're a boy.
I'm going to rub on you.
I think that's how it went. I've never heard it.
Okay, I'm here.
It's a study in genders.
Okay. So Brittany's like, so Jax is still listing things that he could have fucked instead of Faith. Hole in the wall, fidget spinner, measuring cup, toilet brush holder, soap dish, stapler. Brittany's like, what? He ain't kidding. One time I caught him trying to get his penis into a bird feeder. Those hummingbirds still haven't come back.
I mean, It's Jax.
Are you groaning at me or Jax? Tell me the truth.
I think they just feel bad about a wasted bird feeder. It's the same thing, really. So Schwartz, Tom Schwartz, why do you have blind loyalty to Jax? Like, where does this come from? And so Tom Schwartz is like, oh, well, Bubba, like, you know, Jax and Tom Sandoval, they really helped me out when I moved here. Like, he got me my first agency. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's a huge thing in L.A. You don't turn on the person who got you a goddamn agent, okay?
I would.
You would?
Jax, I mean.
No. They cover for each other.
Because the agency's going to turn on you before.
Number two doesn't have tons of secrets. That's what it is. It's a conspiracy of silence. They all lie for each other, you guys. And also when he goes, well, you know, Jax and Tom were instrumental in my transition. I was like, don't steal Billy Lee's entire segment. It's bad enough they're bringing her out as a special goddamn guest. Let her have her moment.
By the way, thank you to anyone tonight who came instead of going to a Wednesday wedding. I really appreciate it.
Keep the dish towel invitation anyway, okay?
And actually, a really big thanks to people who chose to come here instead of watching Real Housewives of New York, which is airing tonight. So a major thank you to the audience. Yeah.
Number two is doing, it's like, well, you know, agent, transition, any other keywords, Tom,
Rivers,
Pumptini, Sunt, you know, like getting all those keywords in there. And Kristen's like, Tom.
Katie decides to like wake up from her like 100-year coma and she's like, don't defend that shit. It's so mature. It just makes me sad.
You guys, I have to scroll through here because Katie said my favorite thing in the very beginning. Because Katie always has these things where she thinks she's learning a big word, but it's a stupid word, you know? And at the beginning when they're like, boom, boom, backstage, it cuts to Katie and she's like, it's palpable. The anxiety in the air. It's like, okay, Katie.
Palpable,
okay.
Which we know means that's what it feels like when a bunch of pals get together.
Yeah, he could have been sticking in the palpable for all he knew.
So Jax now starts to pull on. His bullshit now starts getting to new levels. These are levels of bullshit I don't know if we've even seen from Jax before. He's like, you know, I mean, ever since everything happened, I've started to feel. I'm like, Jax, you're like touching your penis right now. That's not the same thing as feeling.
I'm feeling things.
He's like, look, I've learned that I have a heart of gold. And everyone goes, oh, like start echoing him on stage and goes, I mean, it's black. My heart is black. They're like, yeah.
But I can feel.
Yeah, I'm feeling things. And Andy's like, oh, well, we've seen you on the show for 5 years. He's like, yeah, but look, I'm feeling.
Look. I just.
Now?
I don't know why I can't be an adult. Look at me feeling. I'm feeling things. Feeling things. I've never felt things like I'm feeling you, baby.
Hey, you shut that right now. You shut that right now, Skew. That's my lyric.
Don't fuck with my man. So Andy says, Brittany, you said you were going to fuck someone in Vegas, and instead you just came back to Jax. What's up with that?
Was that the question? Or did I get
yeah, it was like, I thought you were going to go and like
Yeah, fuck someone. And then Brittany came back and went just had sex with Jax again.
And then Brittany makes herself like the leader of the women's movement, and she's like, well, it's because other women have come up today to me and said, I done the same didn't this. I'm like, what? What are you even talking? It's like total. Brittany's just given up on English. She's like, I'm just going to make a new language. Like, she's just saying everything wrong
at this
point.
Lisa Vanderpump's trying to give her a sis. She's like, oh, it's called reclaiming your spouse. Reclaiming your spouse. I've seen Hanky do it to Panky a million times. Hanky and Panky in the front row. We have two Hanky and Panky costumes, right? Oh, and by the way, should mention that we have some t-shirt giveaways and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys make the best shirts for the show. I'm like, look, we have a full Lisa Rinna down here. Yeah. Where people doing coke in your bathroom with the actual glitter jacket from the junk boat.
Yeah.
Okay? So get pictures, post them. When you post on Instagram, use hashtag CrappinsLive. And the winners, there will be a few winners tonight and from the later, tonight, both shows. The prize will be gifts from LeahBlack.com, Leah Black skincare and jewelry.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious and amazing. Yeah. So.
Free jewelry.
I was like, would you want to buy any chance? Of course! Give me their phone numbers, what they look like, their favorite things. What is their face shape? I'm like, I don't know the winner yet. Yeah. We'll see. Oh, I want to get to know them. I want to know everything. It's important that a woman feels her power when she's in Leah. It's like, okay.
How fun is that?
So someone's getting a call from Leah later.
We love Leah Black. We love Leah Black. She's so good to this podcast.
Do you feel your power in that necklace? It's yours. Take it. Take it.
So, speaking of empowered, Lala, why did you come back to the show?
Yeah, you left last year, and then you came begging for your job on the first day of shooting. That is so crazy.
So she's like, well, skew. Basically, you know, all my life I've been wanting to fit in, and like, I wasn't sure if I was fitting in, and so I wasn't here. And then, like, Sheena reached out to me and was like, you should come. It's a safe place. I'm like, I've never heard of this show ever being called a safe place.
If that restaurant is your safe space, you are doing it wrong, okay? It's like, why does this keep happening to me?
It's like her hurt locker.
So, yeah, Lala's like, I was new. And then Ariana's like, hi, I'm on the show. And they're like, shut up, Ariana. Shut up. She's like, well, I knew who you were. And now everyone sees it. It's like, well, congratulations. You discovered you discovered Lala, too. It's like more people have discovered Lala than have discovered the Bible. You know? Like, everyone's discovering it.
Yeah. So then, so Ariana says, like, yeah, you know, like, I see the real Lala. Now everyone gets to see the real Lala. And then Sheena goes, and then I get shit on. Like, we are not asking about what you and Rob do in your private time.
Yeah.
A little scat joke to...
All right, that took longer than 7 minutes. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. I did time that.
So Lala's like, you are not shit on Sheena. Like, whoa, like, too mad, too mad.
Shut the fuck up before you talk about shit.
Yeah. So Sheena's like, your enemy might torment, okay? That tone deaf thing was just rude. And then they cut to Sheena going, yeah. Yeah. It's like a baby. It's like a baby in a restaurant, just like, yeah. Yeah.
Who would like to have a duet between Kim Zolciak and Sheena Shea-Marie, right? Would that not be the most amazing thing?
Okay, do it.
Wow. The ring didn't mean a thing. But that's okay, because like, I don't really need rings, and like, Rob isn't into rings, so like, it's okay to mean a thing. Hey,
the
Kim Zolciak.
Didn't mean a thing.
Wow. Hey, Kim, before we finish the song, here's a binder of some things you've got to, like, clean up.
Give it to me.
All right, let me tell you something, okay? Racism only began with this binder, okay?
Whoa. Sorry, guys. I even heard that. I was like, ow. Okay.
Yeah, so I like that, like, Sheena really was mad about being called tone deaf when it's
because it's Sheena, you know?
It's Sheena.
It's like a whale mating, you know, like.
Yeah, it's like the. It's basically like a school bus that just came to a sudden stop. Like, and then you hear like a cheer from the kids.
And that one guy who almost got hit.
It's like if a seagull got stuck in a tugboat's like thing.
That's a remix. That's a Ring Does a Minute Thing remix.
It's like, is that so a tugboat coming through?
Were you mad at me about tone deafness? You were the one who wanted this.
And she goes, I did not make you sing. I did not hold a gun to your head and say, kill musical tone forever, Sheena. Okay? And then you blame your tone deafness on my lyrics. I'm like, the lyrics were you.
Boy, you, she, shoo, 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 boy.
Those are literally the lyrics.
And then Tom's like, point of order here. To be fair, dude, Lala, you made fun of my trumpet playing too, and like, I don't want to say anything, but I've been compared to Branford Marsalis, so.
Everyone made fun of your trumpet playing. I make fun of it every day, and you only did it for 5 seconds.
I just saw someone in the audience going like this. Like her arms are curled and she's like, did I just like pay money to come see this? Like they're just doing sound
effects.
That's
how I imagine people driving in their cars, just like this.
What? That's why I can't believe we do these shows. This is like all the podcasts is. I'll be like,
We came out today, we were back there before coming on, and we looked at each other and we're like, can you believe this shit? This is hilarious.
This is like,
and thank you.
I know. I
oh
feel
my
like...
God. But love you guys. So Lala's like, well, I'm. Oh, they show the clip of Lala saying, well, it reminds me of baby dolphins learning to communicate. Jax is fucking a dolphin off stage. Like, damn it, I didn't mean to really call the dolphin. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm a bad person.
I'm a coward.
Bad Jax.
I'm a coward. It could have been a dolphin. It was a dolphin. Okay, it was. Could have been a porpoise. I'm a man without porpoise.
So Cena's like, nah, baby dolphins. And
I thought when you said you wanted to see the world, you didn't mean go to Sea World and fuck a dolphin, JX.
Lala's got that Erica Jane thing where she's like, I'm a badass and nothing bothers me except everything. Fuck you. She's like, I will own it. And then she owns nothing. She's
I don't give
like,
a fuck. Except, that everything. Raise up or don't raise up. I'm going to say something that doesn't make sense, but I'll say it angrily. Raise up, raisin. California raisin.
Yeah, that was. She's like, I'm just trying to stand up for myself. Then raise up, girl.
Raise up right now. Raise up. Nice job, girl. To the left. To the right. Simon says, raise up. Raise down. Simon didn't say that. I don't give a fuck.
John Kugelbell and Camp doesn't want to collaborate with you, Andy. He's a rock and roll Hall of Fame, motherfucker.
Are you worried you're going to see him at the Christmas party? Dumbass. Okay, so Lala takes no ownership, of course, and is like, honey. She starts doing her, like, appropriation L. She's like, honey, I'm the first person to jump in with baby dolphins all day long. That wasn't offensive.
How's that supposed to save anything? Listen, you call me a baby dolphin, I'll be like, shut your fucking mouth. I love dolphins and they shouldn't be killed. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about, Lala?
Yeah, but how you talk about me, it's like different how you talk about everybody else. And she's like, because it's always about you.
I'm like, so you basically stole her life.
Yeah.
For your song that's actually doing well right now. I think you owe Sheena an apology and a royalty fee, ma'am.
I'm surprised she knew it wasn't just like, thank you. It's like, it's all about you. Thank you, it is. Thank you. So now we go to commercial break. When we come back.
Whoa! I can feel the alkaline. Just kidding. Does that even mean alkaline water? It's battery water.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just like a little bit more positive than anything.
It's like, I'm making an effort. Look.
Hi, I'm Teddy. I'm going to keep you accountable about your alkaline levels. So Andy's...
I had a chicken sandwich here. I'm going to do the Thanksgiving unbuckle. Just like. What do you want to talk about, kids?
I'm going to call you tomorrow because I'm an accountability coach and make you work out, okay? Hi, I'm Teddy.
You don't even got ability go. She's running motherfucking caramel game, motherfucking.
Guys, so and. Just segue into Beverly
You know,
Hills.
As much as that goddamn show sucked. What am I saying? I don't even know. As much as Beverly Hills stumbled this season, God, I'm going to miss making fun of that show. Oh, Lisa! Like, we didn't even have to look at notes for that whole thing because nothing happened. It's like, what do you want Dorit to do today, you know?
Yeah.
I found some Bobby pins. His name was Bobby. I said, jump in my head. 12 of you, get up there.
God bless it.
We miss you already.
Own it, Ronnie, own it. Anyway, so Andy's like...
That's what she was doing at the reunion. It's like she didn't say anything. She'd go... The Lisa Rinna revival.
Well, Kyle, to be fair, when you tried to confront me last year, like, no, Lisa, no one wants to go there.
It's like,
okay, I tried.
Let's be over here.
I just bought all your net worths in dusters, okay?
Okay, so Annie's like, James, Logan is a third person that says that he's been inside of you. So...
So why does everyone want to have sex with James? He's like, oh, I don't know, girl. But then here's what's funny. So, you know, they filmed these reunions like a few weeks ahead of time, right? So this was filmed about 4 weeks ago. And, you know, what could possibly happen in 4 weeks to make something sound outdated? So here you then have, so like, why does everyone want to fuck the white Kanye? So James is like, I'm the white Kanye. Everyone wants to fuck the white Kanye. I mean, everyone loves Kanye, right? Everyone loves Kanye. That will surely never change in the next few weeks, right, girl?
I'd like to think Kanye actually did some of that shit just to coincide with the
I
reunion,
think so.
You know?
I think he's like, I gotta separate myself from this guy. I will sabotage my career right now. But then the best part is that Lala tries to take it. She tries to take that title. She's like, let's get it real straight, Skunye Westnyes, okay? My man is Kanye. You're the white Ray J. I'm like, are you guys really having this argument on TV right now?
Both of them made Kim Kardashian $18 billion, so that's not, I mean, good for her.
It's just a statement, people. It's just that not everything has to be a joke, okay?
I'm like, wow.
Sometimes
let's just all
we
take
have
a moment
searing
and be like,
opinions.
Wow.
Sometimes we have thoughts on things, guys. Hi to everyone in the balcony. They're like, whatever. So,
so she's like, whoa, whoa, caca, wait. Wait, Ray J. And Stassi's like, this is awkward.
I'm like, I forgot you were even there, Stassi.
Oh, I know. And oh, Andy's like, have you kissed anyone? No, Andy. Gotten a hand job?
Nope.
Have you stuck any foreign objects inside of you held by somebody else?
Nope.
Have you met Jax's hole in the wall? Perhaps. The hole in my shade. So it's like, what does Raquel think about everyone trying to fuck white Ray J? It's like, quote from Raquel. I like puddles.
So then we know James is lying because he finds some saying he read somewhere and just starts repeating it over and over. He's like, I've never been in the man pool before. Never been in the man pool. Never dipped in the man pool. Never dipped in it. Never took a dip. Never took a swim. Never did the breaststroke.
I never put on floaties and got in there.
Well, if we both held our noses in the man pool, who do you think could hold their nose the longest?
Well, obviously I can because I'm the white Ray J Kanye.
But if people want to think I've been in the man pool, that's fine by me. Love pools.
It's like, okay. Thanks for coming, James. What are you even fucking talking about? And then Andy is like... Kristen. It's like, whenever they talk to Kristen now, it's like, Kristen.
And then Jim suddenly gets real defense. He's like, what is Kristen commenting on this? What has she got to do with it? Okay, Andy, I don't find her attractive at all. Not at all, okay? She's not attractive at all.
Stassi's
why are you
like,
asking
you need
her?
To learn to let other people talk, okay?
So Kristen's like, well, Andy, when there's smoke, there's usually fire. And I'm like, yeah, look how she added in that usually, because we're about to get to Pillowgate next week.
Smoke is different usually, than pillows.
You know,
People vape now, Andy. Sometimes if you see smoke, it's just somebody vaping.
In a man pool.
Yeah, different.
Also, batteries. I think my car is on fire. Can I go check on it? It's a Mustang.
James runs out to chase her.
Yeah. So she basically is like, yes, I think that James had sex with Gigi. I think James had sex with LA. Maybe Logan. What do you think that James and Logan hooked up? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No. There was like a British no. Or an Australian no.
I would use the Bill Clinton answer for that, where it's like, well, what is sex? sexual relations? No, we're not related. It's like, what does that mean? And that's why Andy knows. He's at home. So he's like a hand job, blow job, stick. Did you sit on anything?
He's got multiple choices, you know.
So James is like, oh, Kristen, you got it on the hood of a Beamer. Don't forget. He starts laughing around at everybody.
He's so proud. He's never been prouder.
Yeah, and he's like, pulled it. I'm like, okay, enough with the man pull. Let's move on. So Andy is like, huh.
I know exactly what I've dipped my willy. It's always been with someone who I've been attracted to, not with someone I'm not attracted to at all. I'm British.
British. And he's like, well, some people dip in man pools, and some people just don't get into any of the girls on this show. Girls? And they're like, it cuts to the girls, and they're like, oh, thanks, Andy.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Thank you.
I mean, there were more assholes this year than any other. And just their faces, they're like, thanks for the phrasing, dude. So Sheena goes, how do you mean? And Andy's like, oh, we've got an entire hour set aside for you, dear.
Could you?
Stassi.
Could you even imagine Sheena on, like, Password or, like, $25,000 or whatever the pyramid is? You know, could you imagine, like, all right, the clue is...
Gopher.
Okay.
Beaver.
No.
Manpool.
The clue is... Beaver.
Beaver. She would frustrate even Betty
White. She would
just
start
even laughing. Betty White as her partner would be like, fuck you, I'm done. I don't even know how to play this game.
Well, she would be terrible on the receiving end of Password.
That never received end. Never received in the end.
Be like, okay. The password is, well, actually, no, she doesn't get to learn what the password is. Okay, mm-hmm. The clue is vacuum. Okay. The clue is dry. No, okay. The clue is...
Rob.
Yes, actually, that's it.
Rob. Yeah.
What is Rob? So anyway, now it's time to get to a very special douchebag on the show. It's the Patrick segment.
Stassi's like, I was horrified. I felt so stupid. I dated somebody who didn't understand Game of Thrones. Like, that's what Reddit's for, stupid. Find a recap.
Yeah. So Stassi's like, I was embarrassed AF. You know, I just didn't realize. And then Tom Sandoval's like, dude, I got a question. So, dude, I'm just so furious right now about this. So, like, Patrick gets to go to Amsterdam and, like, shuts off his phone and, like, that's cool. And you can't have one night in Mexico, you know?
And he blocked your number. That's my favorite part.
He blocked your number, bro. He went to Amsterdam, didn't let you call him, blocked your number, pretend he'd never met you, pretend he'd never heard the name Stassi. And, like, when he, like, tried to send him a telegram, he started it on fire and peed on it. Like, and then you get to Mexico and you don't send him a text. It's a big deal. God, bro.
I was like so furious, you know.
But I think that Tom's right, though. I mean, it is bullshit. It is bullshit that, like, Patrick gets to go to the Van Gogh Museum and be like, I almost shed a tear thinking about you while you were blocked on my phone. And then she, like, arrives in the airport in Mexico, and then she has to immediately text him. No, that doesn't work. doesn't go
well,
that way, Patrick.
Well, Stassi's found this kind of magic where she can be the most horrific thing one second and then the next minute be so charming. It's so weird because this season she's been in so much trouble off the show just for stuff she says on her podcast, you know? It's like, first you have the Oscar so white thing, okay? Yeah. And then it's like everyone's like, I hate you. The people went online and had campaigns and advertisers were leaving. It was this huge thing. She was freaking out, I'm sure. And then everyone's like, ha, you're funny again. It, like, changes so fast. So in this one, she's like, oh, yeah, that's, like, literally how it was. And we're like, oh, my God, hugs for charming Stassi.
Yeah.
How do you do that to me? I never let a grudge go, ever, okay?
Yeah.
I'm still mad at the Weight Watchers lady who told me a beer is like a goddamn sandwich in a glass because I can't have beer ever again. Fuck you, Janelle. Fuck you, Janelle.
I'll just.
But here I am with Stassi. It's like she could do the worst thing ever. And I'm like, oh my God, let's hug. Sorry, I got so mad.
No, let it out. Let it out.
I've been in a good place lately, and that really felt good.
You know what makes me happy, Ronnie? You're finally learning how to feel. You can call me Benjamin. George and Kevin are so confused. So,
Reiki stones, boys, get with it.
Yeah, so Schwartz is like, oh, Bubba, I just was so sad because oh, I hated. No, Patrick was a great guy outside
Yo,
of your relationship.
The show is great.
Yeah, he's so smart. He says words like myopic, but he uses them in the wrong part of the sentence. You know, it's so cool. You know. But he really damned your glory, Stassi.
And then he goes, yeah, but he's like, he's a smotherer. He's one who smothers things. Okay, thanks, Webster. So then Vanderpump just heckles from the side. I knew it couldn't possibly be the right relationship for her. It's me on the Patrick.
Someone serve him some tuna, not tartar. See how he likes that.
So, Andy, what about when he told Katie and Kristen you could bang other dudes and just not date other guys? Andy asks, like, the saddest questions, but they're hilarious to him. He's like,
I'm going to go off to the Met Ball now. So Stassi's like, I was horrified AF. I mean, if I had known he had said that, I would have been hooking up with other guys all this time. I was like, oh, that's probably would not have been my takeaway from it.
Let's have a montage about big words that Patrick's used.
He's like, see, when you're eating dinner, you have to eat dinner myopically. I drive very fastidiously, you know what I'm saying?
This pasta's a juggernaut.
It's like, okay.
Sometimes you just gotta galvanize the forces of the pasta, the ragu.
It's literally like...
Galvanize the juggernaut of the myopic... Rigatoni. It's
like, juggernaut, up, am I right? Nonwithstanding, another long one. It truly reminds me of this. Like, I don't know if I don't remember if I mentioned on another podcast or not, but when I was in seventh grade.
I opened the floor, sir.
Yes. When I was in seventh grade, because I used to always write these short stories, and I got a new computer and had Claris Works on it. And Claris Works had. Let's hear it for Claris Works. It had like a built-in thesaurus, which I thought was the most amazing thing because I could make my writing sound so much more adult.
iPad.
So like for every adjective, I was going to the thesaurus. And so like if I wrote down beauty, I would go to the thesaurus and see like pulchritude. So I'd all of a sudden be like, she has a pulchritude, you know? Or like I would say something like, I put myopic in. I was so proud of myopic. I was like, I use myopic in my short story. And to me, when I see Patrick doing this shit, it's like it takes me back to like when I was a pretentious little seventh grader listening to Mariah Carey in my bedroom writing short stories. He's got a terrible future ahead
so
of him.
So basically, you lived Camille's childhood. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it sort of was my childhood. Hi. It's my childhood. Coming to say
man,
hi.
You didn't laugh like everyone
How
else laughed about the ball gang.
Let's talk about the ball gang.
Laughing about it.
Like, you know, I mean, you said it as upset, you know.
Rigatoni is a juggernaut.
Is a juggernaut. What is a jugger? Because I know what a juggernaut is.
I love that Andy just takes this time to be like, Jax, you know what myopically means? Like, the Housewives, he at least has to pretend to respect.
Yes.
And over the years, he's just dropped it. You know, he's like, what the fuck? I'm here again?
Yeah.
You know? He started to lose it. But with this cast, he never even pretended. He's just like, fuck you, whores. All of you are whores.
No, but the best part is he doesn't just ask, like, do you know what myopically is? Jack's like, no. And then Andy goes, did you ever even have the curiosity to look it up? And he goes, no. But then Brittany's like, but I don't either, so.
Yeah, we know, Brittany.
Okay.
We know.
Ignorant together, okay? Yes.
Ignorant strong.
We don't do intellectual curiosities here.
And then Jax goes, I've made it this far in life.
Doing social media for a fake hockey team in Tampa. Dare to dream. I'm glad his goals were not set too myopically.
So Andy's like, well, we've hurt Stassi's feelings a little bit. Let's go back to Jax. Jax, here's some words that people have called you this season.
No, these were actually responses to Patrick.
Oh, they were?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
You see, it's interchangeable on this show. This was the social media.
It's like a truck stop. It's just interchangeable douche. There's like not one specific brand. It's
holes
just all
in the wall.
What do I know about truck stop? Why would I even say that? Stupid. Okay.
Well, I do know that with truck stops, what's really nice about them is that you can stop your trucks there. And that's like nice for trucks because sometimes they don't get to stop.
Trucks get tired.
Trucks get tired too. Okay. Anyway.
I'm really just trying to change a nap. I'm like,
trucks are tired. Trucks.
It's a very
so
eerie
tired.
Like piano key. This
trucks.
Is like
trucks. They're mired. That was a big word, right? Mired. Like I said mired.
Stanley Kubrick does Britney talking about trucks.
God bom, damn it. Bom. Double home. I'm gonna learn this thing, children. I'm not gonna call my goddamn grandchildren to teach me how to use a patty.
So social media's response to Patrick. So Andy's like, okay, so here are some of the words that social media used to describe Patrick Stassi.
Smug, condescending, douche canoe, dickaroony, which I personally love,
ass pancake,
cocksicle,
stupid ladybug,
schmeg pudding,
fuck butter,
sty eye,
jerk cushion.
Penis paddle.
Penis canoe.
Okay, I was about to get too gross.
Yeah. Got too real, guys.
I think nothing we can say can top Dickaroonie.
I know, douche canoe is my favorite. Because is it a canoe for douches?
Sheena's
or
like,
is the canoe made of
do
douches?
That on the lake!
Oh my god, the lake is great for a douche canoe.
Well, to be fair, I did try and use a douche canoe once. I almost died that summer, Andy.
Guys, can we just, like, keep it down? Because, like, Rob has to wake up early to put the douche canoe on the lake, so.
They're just all riding Rob around the lake.
So, Stassi's like, she's like, you know, I didn't really even realize that Patrick acted like this until it was on TV. It was just like, I was like blinded by, I didn't see it until it was on TV, and I was like mortified.
Blinded by the bun.
So then Andy's like, so Ariana, you were in a terrible relationship once with someone who made you feel terrible about your vagina and he beat you. How does Patrick compare to that?
God, that was so weird. Okay, so then it leads into this weird, like you can tell Tom and Ariana are trying not to fight. Because Ariana's like, well, mine went for like the jugular more. And like when I see his, but then when I saw Rob giving Patrick giving his disapproval, like I'd see it and it was weird. And then Tom's like, well, like yours was more like straight up insults. And she's like, she just looks at him like, can I talk about my abuse? Are you gonna steal my abuse too, yeah. Tom? I'm like, well, you know, like I gotta say, here's how I feel about her ex-boyfriend. It's like, no one asked you, Tom. She's like, shut up, Tom. I just want to hear those behind the scenes the minute the camera goes off. Because you know Ariana's like, yeah, I'm really glad we talked this out and we're working it out. All right, cut. Listen to me, motherfucker. If you try this shit one more time, I'm leaving. I'm cutting you. I'm going to drown your hamster. You know it.
Anyway, I'm chill.
Yeah.
So then.
Now. Dude. Okay, guys.
forever.
So then they just kind of like hug and are like, I love you, I love you, I love you, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And Jax is like, I know what douche canoe means if anyone cares. It's like, Vanderpump's like, that's because you've been cold it, Jax. Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Do you get it?
You got served a plate of Chilean sea bass.
And she's like, yes, Darcy, we understand the abuse. Yes, Ariana, we understand. But what about our talk? Patrick, talk to me. What about me?
And Andy's like, calm down, Cujo. You have your own segment for that. She's like, all right, Pally House. He's like, no, no, wrong show, Vanderpump. Calm down over there, madam.
So then Stassi's like, I just feel like I wasted so much time with him. It was like 4 years. And I don't know, I like learned that I just want to wake up and live my life exactly how I want to, which is like, you know, do a podcast and talk about how Black Lives Matter. It doesn't really like make sense, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I was like Khaleesi pre-Dragon Birth. I was like, I totally get you, girl.
Spoiler.
Oh, watch it already. You don't get spoilers for things that old, okay? Mary Poppins dies. There.
What?
Deal with it, latecomers.
So, we really
feel
like... How
did she not
die?
Who can hang on to an umbrella like that? When I ride a subway, I can't even hold the goddamn handrail. I'll fall right over. I get tired.
Well, according to Karen Huger, it's an umbrella company. You just hold on to those umbrellas. So, you know, we really wanted to make sure that as we draw to an end of this show, we wanted to send off this show by sending off Patrick. Shall we send off Patrick?
Yeah.
To Patrick and the good service of his man bun.
He proved that you can go beyond the stereotype of a ginger, and you can be a ginger with a bun.
Because we know that wrapped up in that bun was not just some trapped lice and oil, but words like
myopically, philanthropical,
magnitude,
topiary,
galvanize,
and juggernaut.
So Patrick, wherever you go, that's where hopefully you will always be.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Leave our show.
Bye, bitch. Deuces, biatch.
Hey, early show. Thanks for coming to see Watch What Crappens.
That brings us to the end of the show.
We'll see some of you guys at the next show.
Do not forget to go Crappens Live. Hashtag your shirt so you can win some Leah Black shit. If you want a shot for Leah Black shit anyway, go to leahblack.com. Thank you, Lincoln Hall. Tip your bitch.
Tip them. We will come back to Chicago for sure. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of Desperados Clubhouse this festival season. And that's the sound of you jumping in the air, covering yourself in glitter, getting your party on. Win tickets to join us at the Desperados Clubhouse at We Are Festival, Bestival and Boomtown. Purchase promotional packs of Desperados in-store and online for the chance to win. Reclaim the party. Visit www.desperados.com/festivals. Full promotion terms, price details and no purchase entry for residents in Northern Ireland. Over 18s only. Learn the facts at drinkaware.co.uk. Always drink responsibly.